Ah. Yeah.
Who's doing that for our desk?
I don't know. After that, I'm doing another chat. I know. I want to stay up with the chat. It was called La Fouquet.
Oh.
They're Marat.
What
Because it's
do
something we're showing them. So let's speak out what the Marat's called La Fouquet is. So the Haggadah starts with Halach Ma'anya, which sounds like it's poor man's bread. Well, if it's poor man's bread, then the Maral asks, L'chaira, how can we associate with the Geula at that? Poor is poor, Geula is Geula. Why are we mishigarayin Geula with poverty? The whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Maral had his mahalach that we spoke at yesterday. It doesn't mean pure, it means basic, it means simple. That's what Allah Ma'ani. But I do want to say over the pshat that the Maral is coming lafuke, which is al pi the Rishonim, which is that no, not like the Maral. We're going to say the other pshat, the simple pshat, the uneven. The lach ma'ani means taka, poor man's bread. Why is it poor man's bread? Poor people eat it. It's cheap. It fills you up, etc. Now, what does it mean to eat it in Mitzrayim? Zok the Ramban, ubir bekan dvarim rabin, ki hizkir b'matzah shetihya lechem oini, it should be poor man's bread, lehagid, to explain, ki tziva lizkor sheyotzu b'chipazim, it reminds us of the speed of the Yitzia, v'u'ani zeche ki hayu b'mitzrayim b'lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz. It's supposed to remind us of the poverty of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. No, the Maral does not like this concept. He doesn't like to say there's a dual symbolism in the matzah.
But the Ramban is saying that it's not the bread of the Geula, it's the bread of the Shibud.
The Maral is saying it's the bread of which symbolizes Cheirus.
Right, but I'm saying what the Ramban is
The
saying right
Ramban
now
is saying
is
not like
not
that.
symbolizing Cheirus. Cheirus
No,
symbolizing the
Cheirus is freedom.
Shibud. Slavery,
Freedom.
freedom.
The Maral, the Ramban is saying not like the Maral. The Ramban is saying no. There is taka a dual symbolism in the matzah. There's one hand, on one hand, matzah symbolizes. I'll let you know what I'm saying. So the Maral says, there are matzahs, on the one hand, it's a dual symbolism. On the one hand, it is the bread of poverty, of slavery. That's what they ate when they were in Mitzrayim. And that's what it means. Halach ma'adya, they ate it in Mitzrayim. The Maral was learning to eat it when he left Mitzrayim.
I don't remember why they sued him or even lots of that.
One second. One second. Now, there's also a symbolism of the matzah that it's a matzah of freedom. But this is very weird. So which one is it? Right? And not only that, if we're saying halach ma'anya, this is the poor man's bread, and you're pointing to the matzah. You're pointing to the matzah, according to the Ramban, and saying this symbolizes our servitude. This symbolizes our slavery. Think about if you were a slave, and this is what the bread you got to eat was. This is what you had to eat your whole life. Why did they give you this? Because you have one piece of matzah, and your system shut down for the rest of the week. Right? That's it. You're done. So you're full. It fills you up. It's cheap. This is what they gave you. So it's a part of symbolizing and remembering the hardship. But then you get to the end of the Haggadah, and then we point to the matzah again, and we say, matzah zu, that we eat Hashem HaShem. Why are we eating the matzah? What is the Pesach matzah bar? And we talked about, oh, because we left so quickly, and it symbolizes how quickly the Geula happened, and we got redeemed overnight, or in an instant. We didn't have to have time for the bread to rise, and it was unbelievable. That's the total opposite symbolism. That's a symbolism that the matzah has symbolizing Geula. So now we're at a standstill. Is it symbolizing Geula or is it symbolizing Cheirus?
Well,
Sok the Ramban, and I think I got from Rama Tisyahu, that it symbolizes both. But still, which one are we focusing on? I think Rama Tisyahu says that is the whole point. That the matzah symbolizes both. The matzah symbolizes the journey From avdus to chirus, from slavery to freedom. And it's the very same thing which could be causing you avdus, which ends up being your freedom. And we convert, we follow the process of, basically we use the matzah as the symbolism of our freedom. So, because on Mitzrayim, because on the night of the Seder, Chaim called him Lirus Atzmoy, Ki'ilu Yatzim. You have to view yourself as if you're leaving. But if you have to view yourself as if you're leaving, you have to start off as if you're there. No? So Zakhtar was, I think the Rosh Hashanah said. So Amela, that's the whole idea. In the beginning of the Seder, we're just starting. Oh, we have matzah. This is the poor man's bread. Think about it, it's so bad. And we're like all depressed, looking at the matzah. Just this is all the slaveries right here. It's all symbolized right here. They gave it to us. But if you do the Seder properly, by the time you get to the end, you're already free. And now you look at the matzah as all different symbolism. Now it's the symbolism of the matzah of freedom. The matzah by the end of the Seder has changed its symbolism to the matzah of freedom. Because during the course of the Seder, we left Mitzrayim. Because we have to act ourselves as if we left. So therefore, we start off, if we start off as if we're in slavery, and we end off in freedom. So the matzah itself goes through that transformation as well. The matzah itself starts off as a matzah of slavery, and it ends off as a matzah of freedom.
Yeah, but that's
It's unbelievable. Pshat. What?
yeah, but the fact
What
that
does the
Ramchal say about it?
Maral, this is Rabbi
Yeah,
Tisyahu,
I'd like to
but the
what.
Maral is arguing, he doesn't believe in the dual symbolism concept. It's one or the other. You
He
can't have.
believes in the simplicity of the water
Right,
and
exactly.
like.
He said, and therefore, he says, Ani doesn't mean poverty, Ani means simplicity. And simplicity means freedom. And therefore, even in the beginning of the Seder, it's symbolizing freedom.
Why is it in
That's
Mitzrayim?
because they ate it not through Mitzrayim while they were slaves. It means they ate it in Mitzrayim, means the night of Mitzrayim as they left. That's how Maral learns. So Maral learns, even from the beginning, we're discussing already the matzah of freedom, and we're already discussing the matzah we're going to discuss at the end of the Seder, matzah. But the Ramban, and the Tzitzis is fleshing it out, is saying, no. Is that there is a dual symbolism.
So according to Maral, the beginning of the story, beginning of the Seder, we're focusing on, we're ready in Cheres. Like we're not in Mitzrayim.
Well, halach mani anyway is officially before the we before you start mag, before you start.
Even Magid was started by Ibn.
No, halach mani is the magid.
It's how we, but
Mm-hmm.
that's not part of the. That's a, meaning it's not in the Brisa. No,
It's
that
setting the stage.
we're setting the stage. I'm saying it doesn't have. It's not like. No, because then obviously we take a start from it. We go back. We go. Oh, actually, Manav Shah, we're going back. No matter how you learn, if we mind. But my question is that, according to Ramban, that we actually ate matzah in Mitzrayim for 210 years, so that, and it's Lech HaMayim, it doesn't really it doesn't symbolize Gula, it was just circumstantial. Like it happens to be, we also ate it while we were leaving just because that was the situation. We left B'chipazayim, but Melib wasn't shy to eat anything else. According to Maral, though, we only ate it that night. It's more mashma the pasuk, because the Torah is telling us why did we eat? It's like the Torah is like a whole taich why we had to eat
No,
matzah the
because
night
I
of
would say
Mitzrayim.
the answer to that is
If we were
because
eating it for the last 210 years, why does the pasuk have to tell me why we ate it the night of Mitzrayim? If we ate it the night of Mitzrayim, because that's what we were eating for the last 200 years. Well, all of a sudden, we're gonna have cheese danishes on the way out of
did
Mitzrayim.
they use a leveling agent in those days?
Leavening or leveling?
Leavening haricot to rice?
Yeast?
Yeah. Did they use that in those
No,
days?
it's terrible. It's terrible, yeah.
So when they left Mitzrayim, they did not activate it with the leavening agent, correct?
Leaven did not activate it, no.
Huh? So of course it's not going to rise.
No, because leavening agent just helps it rise quicker. But it's going to rise with heat in 18 minutes, whatever it is, whatever the share
It
is.
will rise anyway.
I think
Right. Okay.
it rises, but whatever, puts it on the fridge or whatever. But the sourdough, I'm saying, no.
So
But she puts
regular dough, if you leave it on the counter, it will rise
it'll
right
rise.
though, without
But
heat.
what happened to this matzah? This matzah didn't rise?
No, because
No,
it
they
baked so
last only
quickly.
4 minutes.
Huh?
According to the
No,
pshat, the bread that they
and
brought with
it's
them.
the explanation of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, while they're still in Mitzrayim, while they eat matzah.
Why?
I'm saying, according to the Ramban, that it was Lechem Ayni, so maybe they were eating it at their own Lechem Ayni in the morning. The next day's matzah was the Lechem Cheres. According to the morale, the evil is really happening now and that night of the season. Sorry. They ate the matzah before they left on the night of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the whole reason of Gartshru and all that couldn't have happened yet, and they still ate it. So these two Mahafim different understandings of why they ate it that night. They're mitzvah to eat it that night. Can't because Shigarshu, right? They didn't happen yet.
They didn't have me. As far as your question, it's a complicated answer to your question.
What they had with them?
Yeah, meaning what happened? They took dough. It didn't rise. It had to get baked. Get baked in the
Got
sun.
baked in the sun, officially.
It's hard to understand exactly. Was it Rosh Matzah?
No,
Was it
they weren't. They got baked in the
what was it
sun.
exactly?
It did get baked in the sun. Didn't get baked,
Is that what
but
they said?
Yoyi, they baked it,
They baked it in
but they
order.
had to leave very quickly.
So they baked it right away.
They got driven out of Mitzrayim,
Oh.
so they pulled it out of the oven or whatever it
Okay.
was. They
Okay.
rushed the
Anyway, these
matzah.
are the two Malachim and Matzah. Well, and it's fascinating. The Maral is one Malach, the Shemar another Malach, and the Shemar will continue to be continued.
I'd just like to say before everybody goes.